All right, what do you guys got for me?
What was the moment like when it was, you know, finalized for you and finally over?
Dream come true, you know, to walk off the practice field and have Rick give you one of these and, you know, go over to him and get a big hug from him and, you know, congratulations, you've earned it. You know, we're extremely happy to have you here for the next 6 years. You know, right there, I couldn't thank him enough. And, you know, publicly, I can't thank him, the Wilf family, and everybody involved in this enough to keep me here for the next 6 years. Being the organization that took a chance on me out of the draft, being hurt at the time and still drafting me when they did, and now giving me this extension, it shows the faith that they have in me. And certain people have the opportunity to change your life, and you know, I can't thank Rick and Rob enough for that opportunity.
You've wanted an extension for a while. What was it like just kind of waiting before it finally got done?
Going through the process, you know, whether it was my side and Athletes First and Brian Murphy, Dave Dunn, Cameron Hahn, or the Viking side with Rick and Rob, they made it extremely easy for me to just go out and play. You know, whether that was the last 3 days at training camp during practice, I never had to worry about anything. You know, a lot of guys during this time might be stressful trying to figure out. I had nothing to do with it. I had an opportunity to go out and be out there with the guys every day, and I knew they'd figure it out and we'd have a fair deal for both sides. I believe that my agents came in town the Tuesday after the All-Star game, or the Tuesday of the All-Star game, and just kind of got started from there. And, you know, like I said, I didn't have to worry about anything. Both sides handled it very well, and we got it done.
Is there a reason to having it done before season starts, though?
Definitely. You know, I can say that I don't worry about it right now because we're just going out and practicing, and I don't know if I'd be able to say the same thing during the year. But, like I said, both sides wanted to get it done, so it made it extremely easy for me to just go out and worry about practice. And right now we have so much going on football-wise, you know, trying to get as far into this new offense as possible and as comfortable as I can before, you know, we go out and play our first preseason game. I have plenty to worry about with that stuff. I don't have to worry about everything else.
Up to the contract and give the Vikings, you know, good value. What does that look like to you?
Like I said before, it's an honor to know that they have the faith in me and the trust in me to instill that value in me. And I'm going to do everything I can to go out on the field and perform at that level. I say it all the time. The only reason I'm out there every day is to be the best I can be personally. And, you know, I said it. When I first got here, I want to be the best tight end on this team, and then I want to be the best tight end in the NFL. And, you know, that's why I go out every day to work the way that I do.
Obviously, it looks like you'll get ample opportunity to perform in the kind of offense in order to have in the past. And how do you look at the future plan under him?
It's an honor to have him here. I can't think of a better person to play for. You look at what he's been able to do over the last 20 years, starting in Dallas and Washington. You can go down the line with the tight ends that he's had. And I said this quite a few times, it's not just the tight end position. You can look at the receivers, the running backs, the quarterbacks. He has such a unique feel and does such a great job on Sundays with his play calling. He gives everybody the opportunity to go out there and make plays.
Are you going to treat yourself to anything nice?
I'm pretty happy with where I'm at right now. I love it being here in Minnesota. I'm going to stay in the same house I'm in. I'm going to drive the same car that I drive. But I do owe my high school. I promised my strength coach there, who I always trained with, when I get my next deal, we'll redo the weight room there. So the first thing that I'll be doing is making sure we redo the weight room back at my high school.
What kind of car do you drive now?
I drive a truck. It's pretty simple.
Other tight ends, since you came into the NFL, that you've sort of looked to as guys that you want to, you know, produce just like they do?
There are. I mean, there's guys, you know, start with Jason Witten. I've watched, especially now, a ton of Antonio Gates tape before I watched just because he's played at such a high level for a long time. Tony Gonzalez, those are guys that, you know, since I've been 18 years old in college that I've studied. And when you can pick pieces from guys' games who go out year after year and are successful, that's really hard to do. And, you know, so I try to see what are they doing, you know, how are they able to play at such a high level. And now having Norv here, I'm able to watch Antonio's tape and understand why he's doing what he's doing.
Kyle, you said earlier in the offseason you could understand why the Vikings might have waited given that you were injured and the new coaching staff coming in. Is there any element of surprise that it happened before the season where you really had a chance to show what you can do on the field in this offense?
Definitely. I mean, I think it shows the faith that they have in me and how they feel about me, because essentially if you look at this from a business side, I'm here for the next 3 years with the last year of my deal and then the opportunity to be franchised twice. So, you know, they felt like it was important to keep me here for a long time, and it instills a lot of responsibility in me to now become, you know, one of the veteran leaders in the locker room. We have a lot of young guys on this team, and it's weird for me to say that now, 4 years later, I'm one of the veterans in the locker room who have to bring those guys along so we can win football games.
Kyle, one of your peers at the position, Jimmy Graham, just went through the same situation a little bit more publicly. Is that something that you and your agent kind of monitored or wanted to kind of wait and see how it unfolded to maybe give you guys some leverage in contract talks?
I think the biggest thing for us was, you know, both sides wanted to get this done. We didn't want it to be anything that got out in the public and was knowledge to the media, as much as we love you guys. But it was just something that both sides wanted to get done. We knew it was going to get done, and we didn't want it to be a distraction. So I think the timing just worked out perfectly with, you know, let's get through the off season. We'll have some downtime in July. Let's get together and get this done.
Was that David Dunn who came out here? Who's on?
Brian Murphy and Cameron Hahn.
All-star.
Correct.
Okay, and how long was he?
They were here for 2 days. So I couldn't get him out of here quick enough. No, I'm kidding. It was great to have him out here.
You know, I guess you're on a contract now, 2019 through 2019, right?
Correct.
Wow, that seems like an eternity. It just, how does it feel to have that stability and just know you'll be here for a real long time?
It's awesome to know that I'll be here for the next 6 years. I've said this quite a few times this spring. The direction that this organization is headed with the changes that we've had so far, with the new coaching staff, the young players, the new stadium, the Super Bowl here in 2018, there's so many positive things going on right now around here. And, you know, that's why I can't thank the Will family enough and Rick and Rob for thinking so highly of me to allow me to have this extension.
Kyle, you mentioned the leadership thing. Did that kind of change overnight for you, especially given some of the veterans that departed this team from last year?
Definitely. I think coming in as a rookie, you want to do everything you can the right way. Keep your mouth shut, work hard, do whatever the veterans ask. And, you know, each year after that, I've always just tried to lead by example. Not a huge vocal guy. I wanted to make sure that I always do the right thing on and off the field. And then as time goes on, as the years pass, you know, now you're developing into a role where if something's said, guys kind of respond to that because, you know, you don't say a whole lot and you always just go about your business.
Kyle, never in Oregon got here, you let it be known that you wanted to be a Viking for a long time. So, but how important was it for you to sign an extension with a coaching staff you're comfortable with and a head coach you believe in?
It's extremely exciting. You know, as I said, I want to be here for a while because I love it here. I love the organization. I love the direction that everything's headed. And then when you add pieces like that, along with a lot of the young guys that we have in this locker room, I feel like the next 6 years are going to be very exciting. And, again, I can't thank them enough for having the faith in me to want to keep me here.
Last view for Kyle.
Kyle, does it motivate you at all when your outsiders maybe say that this contract is something you can become but maybe not something you've been yet? Does that motivate you at all?
Definitely. I mean, there's no one is going to motivate me more than I motivate myself. No one is going to have higher expectations than I have of myself, and that's to be the best. And, you know, I'm going to continue to go out there every day, work the way that I do, to become the best tight end in this league.